state schools' income from sources like fundraising and foreign students fell 28%, or roughly $170 million last year. That loss far outstrips the $84 million the government gave the sector through its school donation scheme, and as compensation for the loss of foreign students. Here's our education correspondent, John Gerritsen.
The figures are stark. Income from fundraising and from donations for things like school trips and woodwork material dropped by about a third. General donations, which schools usually ask for once at the beginning of the year, fell by roughly 16%. That's a direct result of a new scheme which allows all but the richest schools to get extra government funding if they agree not to ask for donations. Scott Haynes from Waimea College says his school is not eligible for the scheme and it lost income on all fronts last year.
All of our large budget lines seem to be dropping. Our international student budget line took an absolute hammering last year, and that was our single largest source of discretionary income. Fundraising down, donations down, and this year, of course, no government support on top of that. So while last year was a tough year for us, I'm very much expecting that 2021 will be the real crucible year for schools.
Scott Haynes says some parents were less able to give money last year because the pandemic left them worse off. Oropi School near Tauranga is also ineligible for the donation scheme. Its principal, Andrew King, says parents and caregivers gave a bit less money last year, both in general donations and those for specific school activities. He says that's partly because of official reminders that schools can only ask for voluntary contributions.
It was a lot harder work in asking families for money and explaining why we needed it, and we needed to put a lot of effort into how we could communicate what we needed and why it couldn't be funded by us and what it would mean if we didn't have that locally raised income.
Andrew King says the school has made up for the loss of income by applying for grants and seeking donations from businesses for things like the school's veggie garden. Schools that are in the government's donation scheme receive $150 per child so long as they do not ask parents for money.